Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. New Yorkers in rent-stabilized apartments have all eyes on a meeting of the city's Rent Guidelines Board today to see if the board will take a first step toward freezing the rent.
Sumathi Kumar, the executive director of the New York State Tenant Block, saying that they're confident that a rent freeze will happen. The meeting at LaGuardia Community College tonight at 7.
And right now we're facing a triple crisis. There's the affordability crisis, yes. There's wartime inflation. There's cuts to the social safety net at the federal level.
Kenny Burgos, the CEO of the New York Apartment Association, agrees there's an affordability crisis in the city, but it can't be put on the back of landlords.
And what it's going to do is actually destroy thousands of buildings that are already in deep, deep financial trouble.
Burgos believes a 4.5% increase in a one-year lease is what they need. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
Whether you're driving or biking, there's nothing better than riding a green wave where you just keep getting the back-to-back green lights. Well, now the city wants to make that happen all the time in a stretch of Manhattan by making changes to the signal timings on three avenues. The DOT says the new timing will allow cyclists and drivers traveling at 15 miles per hour to hit successive green lights on 1st, 2nd, and 8th avenues, which in turn makes it safer for pedestrians. A previous version of this was implemented on 3rd Avenue, and cyclist crashes there decreased from 12 to 7%, while pedestrian cyclist crashes dropped from 4 to 0. The changes are expected to begin later this month. Governor Hochul says a state budget deal has been reached, covering everything from universal child care and ghost guns to federal immigration enforcement and car insurance premiums. She says the state is stepping up where the federal government has been lacking.
Washington did not deliver. But today, in New York, I'm proud to say that we did. We're delivering on affordability, on safety, on child care, on the environment, and on housing.
On universal child care, the state will increase funding by $1.7 billion, with the goal of bringing the program up to 100,000 additional children. As for ICE, Hochul says local law enforcement cannot be deputized for federal civil immigration enforcement. All officers are banned from wearing masks on duty, and ICE will be barred from entering sensitive locations like schools, libraries, and healthcare facilities without a judicial warrant. The budget also includes lower auto insurance premiums, $1 billion in energy rebates, a crackdown on 3D printed ghost guns, and reforms that are designed to build more housing. Cops are searching for the duo who are going around the subway system and stealing people's necklaces and headphones right off their heads and necks. It happened at least 5 times so far across Queens, Manhattan, and the Bronx, with most of the incidents happening along the 7 train line. The latest incident happened Sunday afternoon by the Junction Boulevard 7 train station in Corona, where police say one of the individuals appeared to have a knife and then took the victim's headphones. The investigation is ongoing. It's graduation season, and at one high school on Long Island, the top 2 students happen to be twins.
Of course, I have to ask this question. Did you kind of go like, nah, 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 valedictorian in your second? Or
I'm like, not really. I'm like, our grade point averages were pretty close.
All joking aside, step by step, John Gomes and his twin brother, Joseph, have done everything together. And for the first time in Chaminade High School history, they have twins as top students.
I know that Chaminade is like 10 billion times more rigorous than like other high schools, so I did not think that any of this would happen, no.
And they were always curious about the world.
Get to experience this moment is really an honor.
The twins are both headed to Brown University. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM on Long Island.
An update to a story we told you about earlier this week about a deadly stabbing near Times Square. Police have arrested a 17-year-old boy and charged him with murder. The violence happened late Monday night outside a building on West 43rd Street near Broadway. Cops say 39-year-old Leonidas Baez suffered multiple stab wounds. He died at the hospital a short time later. Police say at the time, Baez got into an argument with someone before the stabbing. The teenager was arrested around 2:30 this morning. Well, if you've ever been to the Chambers Street J&Z subway station, you know it's in desperate need of repair. Well, today, The MTA said it's now seeking a contractor to deliver the much-needed makeover.
The Chambers Street station, known to be dingy, dark, and even at times, commuters have thought it could be haunted.
There's a sense of desolation down there.
The MTA says they're planning on giving it an entirely new look, with brand new stairs, new lighting fixtures, and make it feel less gloom and doom.
The city, it's modern, and the subway, it's old and dark, dirty.
But some think this historic station has charm just the way it is.
Dingy and dark is part of New York.
The MTA says this project will cost more than $100 million and will be funded by the revenue made from congestion pricing. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at the Chambers Street Station.
Some Queens residents are calling on the MTA to reopen the shuttered Long Island Railroad Station in Elmhurst, saying a population boom in that area makes it necessary. The station opened nearly 100 years ago, but it was shut down in 1985 because of a decline in ridership. Congresswoman Grace Meng, along with some other elected officials, business leaders, and transportation groups, all say a lot has changed in the years since it closed, and residents need a faster way to get to Manhattan and other parts of Queens. They also say the LIRR station could boost local business and lessen the burden on subways and buses. We've reached out to the MTA for comment. Police releasing a new photo today of the man wanted for shooting a teenage boy yesterday in the Bronx. It happened about 7:30 yesterday morning near the corner of Seward Avenue and Rosedale Avenue. Police say the 14-year-old was sitting in a car when the man shot him. The teenager suffered a gunshot wound to his thigh. He's said to be recovering today. And you can see that photo of the suspect on all our social media pages at 1010 Winds. Anyone with any information is asked to call police. The talks continue today to try to avoid a strike by LIRR workers. The union threatening to walk off the job May 16th if an agreement isn't reached with the MTA. So back at the bargaining table today, the two sides will try to agree on raises for workers. The union asking for a 5% raise while the MTA is offering 3% unless concessions are made. The MTA claims that fares would have to go up 8% if they give in to these pay raises, but the union disputes that. Union members have announced plans for a rally in Massapequa this weekend. The negotiations have been going on for months, so if a strike happens, the MTA says they do have contingency plans in place, including shuttle buses for LIRR riders. The number of New York City public school students could decline by more than 150,000 over the next decade, and the city's public schools already lost about 120,000 students since the pandemic. This is all according to the latest annual projections from the School Construction Authority, which designs and constructs the city's Department of Education buildings. These declines are expected in all grades and in all areas of the city. Some of the reasons for the drop in students include large numbers of families leaving the city, more families who chose to homeschool their children during the pandemic and kept them there, and parents overall having fewer children. And it's not just public schools. The number of students in the city's private schools has gone down, too. That's fallen about 9% during the past decade.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.